listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. Make your number one pick the preferred document services provider of the Browns, OBM, with OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. The only one. They've made unconditional fans of all of their customers. Only OBM has all the X's and O's for your office when putting together a Sharp products playbook for your business. Call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. And again, all the guests on our show coming to you courtesy of OBM. And that leads us to our next guest. His name is Gerard Cherry, a three-time Super Bowl champ. So what we do with three-time Super Bowl champs is cover three topics, three questions with him. Hello, Gerard.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen? How are you doing today?
Good, man. What's up with you?
I am doing great. I am getting my voice back, so I am feeling swell.
Good. Well, Gerard, I'll start here today with this team investing two of their draft picks in cornerbacks Justin Gilbert and Pierre Desir. What is the biggest adjustment that a rookie cornerback faces in the transition from the college game to the NFL?
Speed, like anyone else, because now you're going to have guys that are bigger, stronger, faster, consistently across the board. In college games, you luckily have one guy that's pro caliber, if that. So now when you walk on that practice field, that top guy that was the top guy at his school may be the fourth or fifth wide receiver, and then imagine what the one must be like. So just adjusting that and acclimating to the change in speed and strength of the receivers. And then guys who you used to watch as a kid saying that was your hero, you're now going against. So getting that in your mind ready to say, you know what, I have to compete against this guy and not sit there and marvel at him. So that's a big adjustment as well.
Kind of piggybacking off of that for our second topic, Gerard, is this, because this came up in after further review. Now that all the additions are in, the free agents and the draft picks, who do you see making the biggest impact of this pool?
Wow, that is a great question, Vic. And I will say Dansby. I see him being the one that's going to just take this defense to a place where it should go. By he being the leader of the defense, that should be his role and his responsibility, just to have these guys play at a higher level of intensity and aggressiveness that we have seen at times, but we need to be consistent. If you can pull that off, you're going to have a successful year this year, because when you think about it, from what I'm seeing so far with the offense, I expect it to be ground and pound, but I expect really for us to take a Seattle Seahawks / 10 years ago ball control approach to playing football. And with that, you have to have a stellar and very stingy defense.
Yes, you certainly do. And Gerard, when you say Dansby, amongst the rookies, who do you think is going to be able to have the biggest impact at the end of the 2014 season? Gilbert, Manziel, or are you going to shock the world, go with a guy like perhaps Terrence West or the guard Joel Bitonio?
The crazy thing about it is, which shows you it's a good draft, all four of those guys can have a huge impact on this football team, because you look at Bitonio and what he's able to do with his nastiness, and he can translate that on the football field. That'll be huge for this offensive line. Then I think of West. I'm going to discount him because Ben Tate, I'm assuming, will get the majority of carries. So I'm going to go ahead and say Gilbert. I'm going to go with Gilbert, even though I want to say Johnny Manziel, but that's the easy one. Let's go ahead and say Gilbert, because if Gilbert can be a shutdown corner in his rookie season along with Joe Hayden, and that allows the Seer, Buster Screen, and whoever else we're going to bring to the table at the nickels or dime spot to step up, you used to have something huge, because we cannot forget, even though we plan on running the football, the majority of the league is passing.
When you look at Justin Gilbert, and you know that he's going to be playing in a press man system for Mike Pettine, as a former corner yourself, what's the thing that you are looking at that says to you, hey, this is why he's going to be successful? And it can be something as easy from a technique standpoint. What is it when you're looking at him to try to assess where he's at and how immediate of an impact he can make? What are you, Gerard, looking for in Justin Gilbert?
Oh, I love talking technical, because when I watch his college tape and his highlights, what I see, Nathan and Vic, is a guy who understands that you can't take away everything. What I mean by that is this. So many DBs just rely on their natural ability, and yeah, God bless you with that, use it and utilize it. But when you get to that place, and already in college game, I saw signs with Gilbert where he understood, if I'm taking away inside leverage, I don't give up the inside, so I don't bite on outside moves. And something that simplistic can get you in a place as a defensive back, especially if you're playing bump and run, where you're never out of position. On top of that, he has excellent ball skills in the air, so the sky's the limit for this young man. I am looking very much forward to seeing if he can bring over what he did in college to the pro game, because he should be able to, because he has a skill set, and he already understands from a college standpoint that fine nuance I just described to you about taking away one thing and not trying to take away everything. It will bring your game up immensely.
All right, Gerard. Always a pleasure to hang out with you, my friend, and go through these topics. Let's do it again next week.
Sounds like a plan.
Yes. Right. Gerard Cherry, the three-time Super Bowl champ, joining us on a weekly basis to cover three topics. All right. Want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. We can get into maybe some of your tweets as well. At Browns_daily is how you connect with us that way, and a bunch of you have already done that. So we'll wrap things up on a Football Tuesday edition of CBD. He is Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci, and this is ESPN 850 WKNR. A little bit of humble, a little bit of